Or what's a boulevard to you?
Well, a boulevard to me is any street that got an embankment in the middle.
Okay.
Well, that's what they taught us when we were building the streets.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But to most people, boulevard is the name of a street.
All right. But to you, it really is when it has this embankment.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it is to me, too. All right, have you heard an embankment called anything else?
Boulevard or island.
All right, how about the one that's down the middle of the interstate? Yeah, it's grassy.
Well, we call that a boulevard. Well, I call it that from working on it now. That's the only name I ever know about. Because see, before I started working with Cooper, that was the construction company. But I just called it the grass island in the street. You know?
Ever heard it called a median?
No.
Okay, that's the other word I was looking for. Some people call it that. All right. What do you call the kind of parking that you do against the street curb?
Parallel.
Yeah. All right, how about the kind in a shopping center? Does that have a name?
Straight parking.
All right. How about, do you ever do angle parking? Have you heard that?
Yeah.
What do you call say there's a building downtown that you can park in and at several levels. What would you call that? I think they have one.
Yeah, a parking complex.
Okay. Do you have a general term for the tallest and largest buildings in town? I think you only got one.
We call it the bank building.
Okay, and that's the only tall building you have here.
Right.
Would you ever use the word skyscraper? Or not here?
Well, you know, when we shoot the jive, we call it skyscraper.
Okay.
Like I said, we went on top of the bank, you know, but we were loaded, though. And, you know, we called it skyscraper times like that, but any other time, we just called it the bank.
Okay. How about a tall apartment building? Would you ever call it a high-rise?
Not here.
Not here? Okay. Well, when you hear the word high-rise, can that be applied to office buildings or only to apartment buildings?
I would apply it to tall buildings in general.
In general? Okay. What do you call a kind of passageway that's pretty narrow? I don't even think you can drive on these usually, but they go between buildings and behind them.
Alleys?
Yeah. Can you drive on those, or does it depend on how big it is?
It all depends on how big it is.
But there are some you can drive on.
Yeah, if you get the car through that, you can drive on any of them.
Are they ever named?
Well, there's only one I know of. That's Fisher's Alley. And then,
is that an official name, or is that just one?
Well, that's what they call it. I guess it might be a street now, but they call it Fisher's Alley.
Okay. Do you know why?
No.
Okay. What do you call an area in the city where a building's been torn down, it's completely leveled, and they haven't started building a new one yet, and the kids play there, and sometimes they dump trash here?
Vacant lot.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call an outlet for a fire hose along the street?
Fire hydrant.
Where would you get a drink of water in a public building?
What about?
What do you call a small car with room for only two people to sit in it?
Let's say it all depends on what kind of car you're talking about.
Okay, well, is there a general name for all of the small ones?
Two seat.
Okay.
But then again,
see. Coupe?
Yeah, I've heard that, but see, nobody around here calls it that.
Okay.
There's nobody I hang out with.
All right, that's what I want to know, is what you call it or what the people you hang out with call it.
And what most call, like I say, they call the Volkswagen the Bug.
Okay.
But my gang I hang out with, they call most any little car a Bug.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or a Shrimp.
A Shrimp?
Yeah.
Okay. How about a car that has two doors? It has room for four people, but only has two doors.
They just call it a two-door.
All right, and four doors?
Right.
Is it four-door?
Right.
Okay. How about a car that the top goes down on?
Convertible.
Any other names for that? Okay. How about a big car that, it's got I don't know how to describe it. A housewife with a lot of kids might drive one of these because it's got a lot of room in it.
Station wagon.
Yeah. Okay, what would you call, do you have any slang words for a really big car that somebody might drive just to show off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like saying they got, I think it's a 59 Chrysler.
Uh-huh.
They got the one that got the little hump in the back. They call that a hunchback.
A hunchback?
Yeah. And then they got expensive Cadillac, they call them hoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got the less expensive Cadillac, you know, that older Cadillac? They got some of them, they call them welfare Cadillac.
The welfare Cadillac?
Yeah.
They don't look, spend all your welfare money on
yeah,
them.
They don't look as good as the devil. And let's see. They call them rides, chains, anything.
Wait, say it again.
They call it, like,